You're listening to SBS News.
After months of urgent calls to do more on the drought, the federal government has finally stepped up. The Prime Minister has announced a drought relief package worth around $1 billion that he says will put money in the pockets of struggling farmers.
As every month has passed, the difficulties have increased, and as every month has passed, we have listened, we've learned, and we've continued to step up what we've been doing in our response to the drought.
The stimulus package includes new concessional loans for small businesses, which will be interest-free for the first 2 years and on repayments. The same terms will apply for the existing drought loan scheme for farmers. There's also millions in other measures across local council projects, schools and childcare centres within drought-affected areas. Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie says the government has always prioritised the sector.
Well, despite the drought and the current hardship, we fundamentally believe that Australian agriculture has an incredibly bright future. And to be able to stand here and since the election to have delivered $1 billion into these communities to sustain our farming families, to stimulate local economies, I think is very precious.
The government also finalised a deal with South Australia to allow for 100 gigalitres to be released along the Lower Murray-Darling Basin to grow fodder and pasture for others now and into the future. A few thousand farmers will have access to water at a discounted rate, costing the government $98 million. Water Minister David Littleproud says it will be paid back through the use of a desalination plant.
And if it doesn't rain, that we need to secure our fodder supplies into the future. This is one step towards that, making sure that we think outside the square, bringing new water into the basin to make sure that we use it wisely, to ensure that all our breeding herd is protected. This is a unique step, one that I think we as a government took boldly, and we sought the hand of a state government to come with us. And it just goes to show that sometimes federation works.
But for farmers like Wayne Smith from Wilcannia in the northwest of New South Wales, it may be too little, too late.
I'm not sure that there's that many dairies left in along the Murray. They've had a very, very high water prices and it's forcing a lot of them out. But hopefully it's not too late, we can save a few. It's probably a little bit late for a lot of fodder to be grown this year. I guess 6 weeks ago they could have finished off a lot more crops and hay and things that could have helped out.
Today's announcement has been welcomed by the nation's peak farming body, even though not all of its recommendations were addressed. Last month, the National Farmers Federation suggested exit packages to help farmers leave their land if the toll becomes too much. Tony Marr is the Federation's chief executive.
We put it forward as a measure that can be considered and can be on the table, and we'd like it to stay there. If this drought goes on for another 12 months, then it should be an option. We should be able to have the conversation about if a farmer has made the decision to leave farming, then how can the government help them?
Scott Morrison says there is no need to enter into exit arrangements.
We're not seeking to facilitate people off the land. We're trying to assist them to stay on. And those who know that they have a future in the sector, then these measures will greatly assist them.
And the Prime Minister says there could be more assistance to come if the dry spell doesn't end.
You know, if it's we're here in April next year, June next year, September next year, drought continues, you can expect us to stand at this podium and be announcing further measures.
Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.